Well, it's possible I might have shared this last year. I think it's worth repeating if I did. So the question is, what was Korach's problem? And what was Korach really trying to get at? And why does Korach give Moshe such a hard time? So the obvious answer that we tend to go with is that Korach was jealous. And because Korach was jealous, he lost his ability to see things rationally. And I don't think that that's crazy, because when you look at the psukim, you really sit there and watch and wonder, like, where did Korach fall from? What did he think was going to happen? And so I think that that's a very big piece of perhaps what was going on with Korach. But if Soloveitchik points out a beautiful debate that Rashi brings down, and he says within that debate is so much a understanding for us of what it is that Korach was trying to get at. So he says, let's take a look, and let's take a look very carefully. He says, Korach comes to Moshe, and he says, Moshe, I have a question for you. And he brings Chevra with him. There's a lot of people there, and these people, of course, are all on Korach's side, so you can imagine the snickering at the question and certainly the answer. And some of the questions are, what if you have a baguette and it's all tcheles? It's all blue. Does it require the one white string as part of the tzitzis? And so, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, it does. And they all laugh and they say, if a baguette requires a single string, that's going to be enough. Then if the whole baguette is blue, shouldn't that be even more impressive? And then the next question, what if you have a room that's full of Sifrei Torah? Does it need a mezuzah on it? And of course, the answer is yes, it does need it. Even though the Sifrei Torah are in there, and they contain within them the entire Torah, not just a few psukim and a few parashios. Nonetheless, it's required. And so again, Korach and his chevra, they laugh, and they mock, and they scorn, and they say to Moshe, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. The Rav asks, what was it that Korach was trying to get at? And so the Rav answers that Korach's rebellion was a rebellion of common sense. He said things have to make sense, and if things don't make sense, then I could reject them outright. And so, when he asks Moshe Rabbeinu, Nu, what's the deal with these halachos? He says, intuitively, the halacha should be that I am correct. Intuitively, it doesn't make any sense that a room that's full of Sifrei Torah would need a mezuzah, or a baguette that's full of that's kulot cheles would need that either. And the answer is yes, in fact, it's true. It does not intuitively or logically make sense. But the Torah is not meant to be always logic. Logic doesn't dictate what the Torah is. God dictates what the Torah is. And why that's important is because I believe that's where Korach's mistake is made. Korach wants things for himself. Korach desires certain honor. And it all would make sense in a world of common sense and in a world of logic. Yeah, in fact, you could look at it that way. But that's not the construct that the Torah operates in. The construct that the Torah operates in is that God's word is the ultimate truth. And God's word is not necessarily going to be something that's logical. That's the shortfall of Korach. And that's ultimately what leads to his downfall. Later in the week, we're going to have to take a look and see, is it possible that Korach and some of the other people with him were not exactly on the same page? And is it possible that Korach and the people that are with him are actually trying to get very different objectives? Stay tuned for later in the week and have a wonderful day.